this morning's show, we're going to be joined by Paddy Faherty from discoverfitness.ie. There's no doubt that the fitness world has changed considerably since COVID, and Zoom classes and one-to-one training on Zoom has allowed more people to get involved in getting fit and staying healthy. But first this morning, how a conversation in Sligo opened up the doors for a million euro deal for Dahi O'Connor, Managing Director and Founder of Revive Active.
Up and running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, I'm delighted to introduce you again to a friend of Up and Running, and that is Dahi O'Connor, who is the Managing Director and Founder of Revive Active. Good morning, Dahi, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show.
Good morning, Claire. Delighted to be here.
Well, it's been a little time since we spoke to you, but before we start about Revive Active, Wine Street holds a special part of your heart, doesn't it, in Sligo?
Oh, it does indeed. I grew up in Wine Street and went to St. John's, and my dad had had his surgery in the house, so we were all packed off to school. So, yes, I'm very, very close to Sligo, and two of my brothers are still in Sligo, so, and I've been there recently on a visit. So, West of Ireland, man, certainly, Claire.
Well, it's amazing because literally every week I have somebody anyway who's very successful coming from Sligo. There's something in the water up here, Dahi. Now, Dahi, you're the Managing Director and Founder of Revive Active. Now, we have spoken about Revive Active before, and it is available on all the shelves on every pharmacy in Sligo. But will you just explain to the listeners what this magical product does?
Well, Revive Active is a brand, and we have 10 different products, and these have been scientifically formulated by our own team in conjunction with different universities and scientists around the world. And we brought out our flagship product, the same as our brand, Revive Active, which is a super supplement. So we changed the category. We raised the bar. It's a very, very high quality supplement for people over 35, giving multiple benefits of energy, immune system, heart health. And we have a Zest Active for up to 20 to 35. We have a junior and teen that we worked with the Kerry Group on. We have a mastermind that we worked with the University of Northumbria. We have a great range of high quality supplements. They're all in powder form, and you just mix with water, and you can just take them very easily. They're very highly absorbable, and there's huge efficacy behind this brand. We started in humble beginnings here in Galway. I live in Galway, and now we have our manufacturing plant in Mullingar. We employ 60 people. We're in 2,000 pharmacies and health food stores on the island of Ireland. We're in really top-class prestigious sites in London, and we sell online all over the world. Of our 10 products, I'd just like to mention one that was launched last week, which is MenoActive, which is a menopause product. And we're really excited about this. We've been researching it scientifically for the last 2 years. We worked with Shannon ABC, Dr. Tim Yeomans, Dr. Fiona Barry, a PhD in pharmacology, and Pharma Assist. I would just ask, rather than go through the product, I'd ask anybody who's interested in the menopause and our product, MenoActive, just to call to your local pharmacy or health food store in Sligo. It's a really top-class product.
And one thing that is great, actually, Dahi, over the last couple of months, a lot more people are talking in the media about menopause. I think Joe Duffy started it. And, you know, this has made pharmacists more aware of the problems that women have going through menopause, but it's also made it less of a taboo. So if anyone is going through the menopause, this product is excellent, MenoActive. And as Dahi said, I mean, I've seen it actually myself in Higgins's, but I'm sure it's on the shelves of all our good pharmacies. Just check it out. And as Dahi said there, the Mastermind product is for students. I mean, I've used it. I've taken Revive Active for a long time myself and have found it a great product. Dahi, your business, which was started in 2011, has really grown so much after the last 10 years. But you've had a great example of networking recently. Do you mind telling us about it?
No, not at all, Claire. I Karen Gaynor in Ross's Point in Sligo, and I hope she doesn't mind mentioning her name, but I'm very grateful to her. She went out of her way to get my number one day and rang me out of the blue. And she said to me, look, my brother's in pharma in Lagos in Nigeria, and I think you should be talking to him, and I'd like to introduce you. So she did, and we were introduced by email, and then I met her brother Paul when he was home, and we met up in actually in Mullingar. And he said to me, he said, look, I think your products might go well with a particular chain. There was a chain called MedPlus in Lagos, about 60 pharmacies, and I'll put you in touch. And he gave me a bit of background to the pharmacy chain. And okay, West Africa probably wasn't a target market for us, but we started looking at it more closely. And if you take Nigeria, it's really interesting. They've 200 million people. They're on the same time zone as ourselves. Their patron saint is St. Patrick. You know, Guinness is well distributed in Nigeria. And a lot of things start to fall into place. And they put in the first order with us, and it was quite small, but we were delighted to start. And then the next order was double that amount. Then we started working with their marketing teams, and they have excellent marketing teams in this particular company, MedPlus. And we started to grow, and they looked for exclusivity from us, which we were happy to do, and we signed a contract. And then this year, in the last 2 months, we've just signed a distribution contract for the country with this chain MedPlus, and our forecast is that we will ship €1 million worth of product this year, and we're well on our way to doing that, which is a fantastic success story. But it all came about by somebody going out of the way just to make a phone call, and our products being well received in the market, and us seeing that growth and working with the company and collaborating with them. And Claire, at this stage, we're looking at Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, and so all of these areas are manned by Enterprise Ireland as well. So they have different people in the different countries, and they've been hugely supportive to us. But to be shipping from Galway to Nigeria in those quantities is fantastic success from our point of view.
That is a brilliant story, and it just shows you just never know who you'll meet or who can do you a favour. That's a wonderful story. And Dahi, how did you find COVID? Did you find that people were more aware of taking the likes of Revive Active to build up their immune system?
Yeah, I mean, we've a number of products supporting the immune system. COVID, from our point of view, we're looking at prevention rather than cure. So we're looking at keeping people healthy, quality of life. So if you're thinking about health, since COVID started in March 2020, every single news bulletin has been about health. So the focus has been on health. And people know that if they're healthier in body, that if they do get COVID, they'd be able to fight it that bit easier, better. People have been exercising, people have been watching their diet, people have been getting healthier, and definitely we've seen both our Zest Active and Revive Active have been two hero products with regard to supporting the immune system, and they've certainly, people have drawn their attention to those products, and the pharmacies and health food stores have been recommending them with real success as well.
Well, that is good to hear. And Dahi, you have a website. Would you mind giving me the website just in case anyone wants to look up your product?
It's reviveactive.com.
Okay.
So it's all the information. There are videos and educational. You can click in there, and if anybody has any questions, they can send us an email. Or indeed, as I said, the pharmacists and health food stores are very knowledgeable about all our range and our products.
Yes, they are. And actually, that's reviveactive.com. And I was looking at the website before I spoke to Dahi this morning, and I got lost in it for about half an hour. It's actually a really good website. So there is a business founded by Dahi O'Connor, a Sligo man from Wine Street originally, and a conversation held in Sligo that led him to €1 million worth of business in West Africa. Dahi, thanks so much for sharing that success story with us this morning. And I don't know where you'll be selling to when we catch up with you again, but the best of luck.
Thanks very much, Claire. Thank you.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning we're going to be talking about fitness, and I'm delighted to be joined by Paddy Faherty, originally from Glen Columkill in Donegal and now based in Strandhill with Discover Fitness. Paddy, thank you very much indeed for joining me on this morning's Up and Running.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you so much for having me, and good morning to all of your listeners.
Well, I'm smiling at you now, but I don't think I'm going to be smiling at you in about 5 minutes, because you have some very frightening but very important facts for us to just listen to for a couple of minutes. You better start.
I will, surely, Claire, and thanks. So I just want to start by saying 45,000 people get cancer each year here in Ireland, and 4 out of 10 of them are actually preventable by simply eating well, exercising, reducing down on the pints at the weekend, and cutting out the smokes. Moreover, 1 in 4 children are currently obese and overweight. Only 1 in 4 children, like primary school children, meets the recommended physical daily activity guidelines. 6 out of 10 adults are obese, and 3 out of 4 adults over 50 are either overweight or obese too.
So we do have a big problem with weight in this country.
Aye, big time. Like, we're ranking 2nd in Europe for the most obese country.
But there is something. There is some light on the horizon, because when you look back at before COVID, you yourself, Paddy, you were doing personal training in the gym.
I was, surely, yeah. And then when COVID hit, everything closed, obviously, and I moved my whole business online. And then I started to see how many people I could actually help. And I'm using my company, Discover Fitness, to solve this obesity problem in Ireland and get everyone moving, because I can reach them through that online platform. So I can, more so than just being a personal trainer in the gym.
It's very interesting how this has all worked, because, you know, I've seen it myself, in fact. You can really reach a much larger audience online than you could ever reach in one gym in one rural town.
Massively. I can reach parts of Ireland where you'd never even think of putting a gym. Everyone in rural Ireland can come and train now. Like, I want to make it accessible for everybody, regardless of age, gender, location, income, whatever it is, I can make it work for them.
Okay, well, I admire your enthusiasm. Paddy, you're doing online classes now. You do one class a day.
Yeah, correct, yeah. So we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so you have absolutely no excuse to train. All my classes are live, and then we record them also, so you can watch them back at a time that suits you. So you have definitely no excuses. Exercise shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg, and I want to get everyone moving regardless.
Okay, and these classes are low impact and high intensity.
Correct, yeah. So I've made them suitable for everybody. Like, I can modify any exercise in the world to suit anyone, literally. Like, I have clients, one of my clients, she's 92 years of age and she suffers from Parkinson's, and I get her doing boxing every week. So I do, like, and to see, to be able to have that skill to train absolutely anybody is, you know, it's a blessing, and I want to share that with the whole of Ireland.
Okay, well, look, you also have studied during lockdown how exercise can benefit cancer patients and cardiac patients. So if there's anyone out there who has suffered from cancer or is suffering from currently, or a cardiac problem, you can really help there. Tell me a little bit about that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so I've seen that there were some flaws in my skills, and that I wasn't fit to help everybody, so I wanted a brush up. So I went and I did a lot of studying. So I'm accredited cancer prehabilitation and rehabilitation specialist, and that's through the Macmillan Foundation in Scotland. And then I'm also a prevention specialist of cardiac and rehabilitation, and that's with the British Association of Cardiac Prevention and Rehabilitation as well. And there's very, very few of us in the country that actually have both skills. Like, and I want, like, so anybody that's out there that needs these, like, cancer prehabilitation is unheard of in this country. So we're the first here to actually do it. So if there's anyone that's recently diagnosed with cancer and they have surgery coming up or they're going to have to do chemo, it's in your best interest to actually get fitter. And especially if you're after your cancer surgery or you're after finishing radiotherapy or chemotherapy, once you start exercising, you have a 30% greater chance of the cancer not returning than someone who is inactive.
You also gave us a figure earlier on about people who do suffer from cancer and how many was it that could have prevented it if they had been living a healthier life?
Yeah, so that'd be 4 out of 10. And that is 45,000 a year. So that's 18,000 people that could benefit from exercise that we could actually help just by getting them moving a little bit more. It's all to do with visceral fat around the tummy. You know, that increases your chances of getting colon cancer by 30%, which is a huge, huge fact. Like, and all you have to do is start moving, eat a little bit better, and just, you know, just to tweak things here and there. Nothing major, nothing's going to change your life completely, but that could change it in a positive aspect.
So it's really small changes you're talking about, Paddy. It's not that you wake up one morning and say you're never going to eat another sweet or drink another glass of wine. Just small changes can make such a difference.
Absolutely. All you have to do is change the white bread for brown bread. White rice, brown rice. You know, it's simple little things. Move a little bit more. Get your daily steps in and then add a little bit of exercise. Now, exercise can be anything. Like, it doesn't have to be going to a gym or anything like that. You could do some Tai Chi, you could do some Pilates, yoga, whatever gets you moving and gets that body going. Because as we age, your bone density starts to decrease as well. Like, and like, falls prevention is a big thing in the future. Like, because one thing you're guaranteed of, you're going to get old. So, like, it's our job to make sure that that journey is much, much smoother.
Okay, so Paddy, say I have just recovered from cancer or I'm going through treatment at the moment and or I've had a cardiac issue. Would you do a private plan with me? Are you still doing one-on-one classes online or how does it work?
Absolutely. So first of all, we go through everything, like what you've gone through, because it's a massively traumatic period of time. So we would chat to your doctor and we work with your specialist team as well, like your aftercare team. It's so important that we all communicate together and we build it really, really slowly, one day at a time, because everyone has an energy bank. And the problem is fatigue is one of the biggest after side effects and long-term side effects of cancer. So like one day you might feel amazing and you give it socks, but you're going to have to replenish that bank. And for the next couple of days, you might be absolutely wiped. So we build it so, so slowly, step by step and together. And we will get you much, much stronger along the way. And anything that you're not comfortable with, we change. You know, it's constant communication. How you're feeling, what would you like to do? Like, there's no point me telling you, you're going into the gym 5 days a week here. Like, you know, and that's not feasible at all. Like, you know, even just doing 5 or 6 squats a day, getting mobility. Like, you know, even if you're doing radiotherapy, you know, a big factor that people wouldn't see is that your shoulders need to be quite like, say for a female if she's got breast cancer, well then your shoulder mobility needs to be good, because you're going to have to hold your hands above your head for 15-20 minutes depending on what machine you're using. So it's all down to each person individually.
Okay, now you're also involved in the World Wellness Weekend, and this is another situation, Paddy, where you're able to reach more people online. Just tell us about this World Wellness Weekend.
I absolutely will. Such a privilege to even get asked, more so, not even as much as getting on your show. But so World Wellness Weekend is going to happen on the 18th and 19th of September, and it's worldwide. Like, so there's, I think we've got 82 countries so far, and there's going to be all different events happening all over. So all you have to do is go onto the World Wellness website, and you can pick, literally there's a map there, and you can pick of what events you want to do, and it's all completely free. So myself, I'm going to be running, on the Saturday, I'm going to be running a workshop for kids to get them moving, loads and loads and loads of fun. And then on Sunday, it's going to be one for adults as well. So I would love for everybody to join, and I really, really would.
World Wellness Weekend, and it's on the 18th and 19th of September. So look that up. Paddy, you also had a very interesting project during lockdown, PE with Paddy. Tell me about that.
Oh my God, it's so much fun making this. So my brother and sisters they're both teachers, and there's a lot of teachers in my family. And I've seen with the kids being in lockdown that they needed something to get them moving. So I took it upon myself to create PE with Paddy. And PE with Paddy is actually bilingual. So it's in English and Irish, because being from Glencombe, I'm a Gaeligur. My dad's from Rossmuck as well, so it's on both sides of the family. So I thought, why not incorporate both? And what we did was, the school here in Sligo, Carrow National School, actually let me use their school to record it, and we had so much fun with it. So we're putting out two or three videos a week, all like 10, 15 minute long, just for different kids throughout the lockdown. And it was the most enjoyable few weeks of my life actually doing it and trying to help all the kids. Like, I had so many small kids waving at me around Stranhill in different places, just from seeing me on the videos. And I had my own nieces and nephews sending me pictures, which was amazing. Like,
that's fantastic. And you're giving something back, which is super. Paddy, you have a special offer for our listeners today, which I think a lot of people will be interested in.
I do, Shirley. So to all your listeners, all next week, on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to be offering free classes. I think everyone should even give it a go, give it a trial. If it's something you enjoy, great. If it's not, they're sure you've got a day of exercise in. So all your listeners have to do is just text me their name to 086-086-3336, and I will send them all the details back.
So there you go. That's a great offer if you're interested in upping your fitness schedule. You certainly will find the most enthusiastic fitness instructor in Paddy. I feel like going out and running around Sligo now. So that's Paddy Faherty. And as he said there, if you're interested in availing of these free classes, they're on next week on Tuesday and Thursday. It's 086-086-3336. And Paddy, his website is discoverfitness.ie. And very interesting if you have been suffering from cancer, or you've had a cardiac issue, or if you just want to get fit. The classes are very, very, very enjoyable. Paddy Faherty, the very best of luck. I don't think this is the last we'll be hearing of you. And thank you very much indeed for joining me on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you so much, Claire. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And good morning to all your listeners.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.